Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail. I am Ian Alfredo, A-L-F-R-E-D-O, Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, Jr. Alfredo Payne, Jr. is a 39-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6-10-21. Appeared he was putting a door in the back of a truck when it fell on his big toe. Pretty was seen at the emergency room this same day in Hopewell, New Jersey. Period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of scratch that. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a fracture of the phalanx of the left great toe. Period. This was treated without surgical intervention. Period. He completed his course of active treatment on 9-7-21. Period. The paragraph. I've reviewed the following records, and these will be put in a list by number. Number one is initial visit notes from Dr. Rieger, R-E-G-E-R, of Robert Wood Johnson Hamilton, Occupational Health, colon 6-11-21. Number two, progress notes from Dr. Smick, S-M-I-C-K, et al., of Concentra, 7-13-21. 9-7-21. Period number three, radiology reports from CMC Far Northeast Philadelphia by Dr. Jonathan Lux, L-U-C-H-S, et al., colon 7-3-21 and 9-7-21. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Payne was seen by Dr. Rieger at Occupational Health on 6-11-21. Period. He underwent x-rays of the left great toe that showed a transverse fracture with a T-shaped configuration. Thanks to a vertical oblique fracture. Period. It is not displaced. Period. He was placed in the surgical shoe and buddy taping. Period. He continued to be followed here. Scratch that. He continued to be followed at Concentra on 7-13-21. Period. Dr. Smick learned his toe was still a little bit sore, but was better. Period's current pain level was 1/10. Period. Upon exam, there were no deformities or tenderness. Period, full range of motion and strength were present. Period. He was also seen, scratch that, he was also placed at modified activities on this occasion. Period. New paragraph, the petitioner continued to be seen at Occupational Health on scratch that. This next couple of sentences will be inserted at the top of the according to the records paragraph. He was seen at Occupational Health on 6-11-21. Pretty stated he was picking up a door to put in a trash truck and it slipped out of his hand and hit his left great toe. Pretty was seen at Capital Health Emergency Room where x-ray showed a fracture. Pretty denied any previous injuries to the left great toe. Pretty was wearing a cast shoe upon presentation. Period. He was diagnosed with contusion and non-displaced fracture of the great toe. Period. He was continued on activity restrictions. Period. He followed up and consensual with the various providers over the next few months. Period, serial x-rays were performed. Period, on 7/13/21, x-rays showed fracture at the base of the distal phalanx of the great toe involving the interphalangeal joint. Period, on 9/7/21, x-ray showed stable fracture of the first distal phalanx. Period. On 9/7/21, he was also seen at Concentra. By Dr. Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, period, he apparently released the petitioner to full duty. Period. Mr. Payne had no issues or pain in his left great toe fracture. Period. He had been working light duty with a surgical shoe. Period. He was to return in 4 weeks, and if healing was appropriate and he's still not experiencing pain, they would consider full duty at that time. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower, normal through. There was mild tenderness of the left great toe, interphalangeal joint without crepitus, but there was none on the right. Period, feet and ankles normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk fluidly on his heels. Period, he walked with antalgia on his toes on the left. Period, he was able to do 3 independent heel lifts on the left side. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 6/11, scratched that on 6/10/21, Alfred Payne's left great toe was struck by a metal door that he was moving. Period, evidently was seen at the emergency room after, where x-rays found a fracture, and he was placed in a postoperative shoe. Period, he then continued treating at occupational health, and then with Concentra. Period, serial x-rays were performed confirming the progression of healing. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He takes no anti-inflammatory or analgesic medication. Period. Despite his description to his treating providers that he was virtually pain-free, he currently indicates he feels worse now than when he first got injured nearly 3 years ago. Period. New paragraph. The torn examination found that there to be full range of motion of the left great toe and associated toes. Period. He ambulated without antalgia except one on his toes. Period. He could perform 3 independent heel lifts on the left side. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the feet, ankles, and toes were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the left great toe. Period, there is 0% permanent partial disability at the statutory left foot. Period. And